Hello, and welcome to And Now We Write. This is a daily podcast where we take 15 minutes out of our day to get 10 minutes of writing on the page. No prep, no homework. I'm just a fellow writer trying to improve my own craft and my own writing habits. So every episode I will write along with you. The number one way for us to improve our writing is to write. So let's write together. Whatever else happens for the rest of the day, we will at least have this. So get out a pen and paper or your favorite notebook. Maybe open up your laptop and get a document ready. Whatever canvas you're going to use and however you're planning to make marks on it, we're going to start a 10-minute timer in about a minute from now, and you'll have to be ready to go. You can use this time for whatever writing you want or need to do. But if you don't know yet what to write, I will give you a totally optional kickoff that you can use to get going. This month, we're featuring writing exercises focused on dialogue and conversation, love stories in all their forms, and adapted exercises from Comedy Writing Step by Step by Jean Perrette. Today's exercise focuses on dialogue. Here it is. It is the current conventional wisdom and style to only use said or asked as the verbs in dialogue tags, with very rare exceptions. For today's exercise, write a conversation in which every dialogue tag uses a new and different verb. Now, as always, this kickoff is optional. If it resonates with something you'd like to work on, absolutely use it. But you can use the next 10 minutes to journal or to write out your day. You could use it to brainstorm or to get about a page and a half done of a work in progress. What's important is that we do write and we don't cheat and we don't stop until the music comes in. So if you're ready, hands up, shake, 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 hands down. 3, 2, 1, and now we write. right, gang, that is it. That is our 10 minutes for today. We are done. Now, if you're on a roll, please feel free to keep on going as long as you have the time. But if you're squeezing this into just a little gap in your schedule, then it's time to get down your last couple of thoughts and wrap it up. This was definitely starting to become a bit of a reach for me. I found myself avoiding dialogue altogether. It reminded me, I don't know if you guys had the same experience, but back in the day when I was younger, I actually had teachers giving me the opposite advice that you should try to use things other than said, in order to make your dialogue, your prose more vivid. And now, of course, they've come around and told us to do the opposite thing. Anyway, so I still have a lot of synonyms in my back pocket, but they do feel clunky and forced now that I've become accustomed to using said and asked almost all the time. Anyway, whatever you came up with, whatever you use the time for, I hope your day goes just a little bit better now that you've gotten 10 minutes of writing on the page. Thank you for writing with me. And if you're not already subscribed, please do follow this podcast, and I would be honored to write with you again tomorrow. I hope to see you then. Goodbye.